Welcome to our class titled Developing Pastoral Ministry. This class is kind of an introductory course to pastoral ministry, so we could call it Introduction to Pastoral Ministry as well. And what we want to look at over the next few moments is the biblical perspective of pastoral ministry, what it involves, what it looks like, how it is developed from scriptural premise, and some of the things that we either do or don't do in accordance the way we should as people involved in pastoral ministry. We'll also help you get a grip on kind of what it is in our culture and society today and how to look forward to that as you process into that field of calling and vocation in the church. First of all, let's just look at the term pastor, because the word pastor means a lot of things to a lot of people. And it has been used, abused, and neglected, and overused, and plugged into situations where it may not even be applicable at times. So let's just kind of take a look at it from that perspective. We must understand one thing about the word or the title or the term pastor, that title, pastor, is basically a cultural term in our day and age. And it's not really a biblical term in the sense of pastor being the pastor of the church. You don't find anywhere in the New Testament where there was a pastor of a church. You know where there was leaders, you see where there was elders and presbyters and deacons and these type of things, but you never really see someone called a pastor of this church at Corinth or a pastor of the church at Ephesus or Philippi. That's not a term, and it's because the whole issue of ministry was in a radical changing process during those fifth and sixth decades of the first century. And so we have to kind of